Well, it's a brand new year, and it's that time again on a Friday when AM Live presents another update from the coalface with Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. Well, listen to this. Wits University has achieved a great breakthrough. It is able to turn garbage into electricity and also petrol and diesel at a profit.
And also create jobs. So we've got three things, three impacts there. You know, it's a good employer. It gets rid of our municipal waste. And also it generates power, or also if you want diesel or petrol. So it's incredible how we've developed our Fischer-Tropsch know-how. You know, Fischer-Tropsch was this German technology. Sasol got hold of it, and they've really done well with it throughout the world. Now, Wits has really gone into this with fine detail and wants to use the Fischer-Tropsch process to actually convert garbage into electricity, and also convert that garbage, if needed, into diesel and petrol. Now, that is remarkable, because the diesel that they get is also low sulfur. So we've got that green benefit there. We've got the green benefit by the garbage. Joburg alone, I mean, produces about 4,000 tons of garbage a day. What they're starting with is a 100-ton-a-day plant that will be capable of producing about 4 megawatts of electricity. And in 30 minutes, they can switch that as well to produce either diesel or transport fuels.
Mm. You know, how long have they been at this? I mean, there must have been a lot of research.
There's been a lot of research.
As well as investment.
A lot of research. Of course, it comes against the background of, Sasol's progress and the fact that the Chinese also asked them to research this several years ago. So they're coming through with components that are known to be commercial, but they're putting these together in modular form. And they won't use the normal waste dumps that we see that are existing, because those are normally earmarked for methane gas.
Right.
So, you drill down into those, get the methane gas. It'll be fresh garbage coming in that they want to make use of. And investors have already come forward for this pilot plant, and they're thinking of firming up for more investment this year.
Yeah. Well, Patrice Motsepe must have been watching and listening, because his company is taking steps to generate its own electricity at the metal smelters in Machadodorp and Kettle Ridge.
Yes, Assmang have got these... They've got a ferrochrome and ferromanganese smelter at Machadodorp, and also a ferromanganese smelter at Cato Ridge. And like most other big corporates and most other big industrial companies, now they're looking to generate their own electricity, co-generate. And they've gone forward with expressions of interest. People are coming forward now with proposals to actually convert to co-generate electricity, starting at Machadodorp, starting moderately, and then moving to Cato Ridge. So 20 megawatts to start with, using that furnace heat that goes to waste, and it's gone to waste all over the place, co-generating 20 megawatts. And we know that Eskom is looking everywhere for every megawatt they can get, because in the next 2 years we're in a tight period before Medupi comes in, and then Kusile comes in, the big power stations to rescue us. And Eskom are insisting that they have a reserve of 2,000 megawatts all the time. So they've already received assistance from Sasol and Sappi and other bigger industrial companies, which are coming in with about 300 megawatts that they can put into the system. But it is so intense that Eskom is even approaching shopping malls, because the shopping malls have got their own standby generator sets, and they are asking them to come into this buy-in program that they've got. And of course, that will cost quite a lot of money. But we know that the open cycle gas turbines in the Cape that are diesel based, they cost about 2,800 rand per megawatt hour. So it is quite expensive when you resort to that, but it's not expensive, not as expensive as a blackout.
Yes,
so
right. That's
they're
right.
Taking all
and
steps.
We need this energy to be able to fuel our economy anyway.
Exactly.
Well, the new state mining company is in coal offtake talks with Eskom. It's
again
finally happening.
Yeah, more energy. You know, the cabinet cut loose as an autonomous body, African Exploration Mining Finance Corporation. That is the state mining company. And it is already working on its first mine. It's got its first mining license. So the coal mine at Vlakfontein should be officially opened this year. Mm-hmm. And then they've also working on a second coal mining license in the Bethel area. So we see it's very energy related.
Yes.
And coal at the moment, we've seen with the Australian floods, the prices going up. We need to create stability in coal. We see Eskom saying, look, we're getting deteriorating qualities. We need to renegotiate our coal deal. So now they've got a kindred spirit in the form of a state mining company that they can talk to. And they will be getting this offtake agreement settled soon, with African Exploration, Mining and Finance Corporation, wow, which seems to be focusing solely on energy at the moment. Also got rights to prospecting rights for uranium, which is, of course, also an energy commodity in the Springbok Flats, and is looking for prospecting rights in the Northern Cape. But interestingly, it's also going for rare earths outside of the country. It's studying possibilities and opportunities in Mozambique and Zimbabwe, and swinging back to Limpopo looking for lithium. So very much energy related.
That's right.
And, you know, the argument is that many of our politicians go out and many of our corporations go out into the world and they go and do road shows with mining companies around the world, and the mining companies say, energy. Are you going to have it? And, you know, when Minister of Mineral Resources, Susan Shibangu, sits there, she has to be able to say yes.
Yes.
So to have an underpin from a state mining company is also important.
Well, that is Martin Creamer, who's the publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. And he'll be back at the Coalface at the same time next Friday. Thank you, Martin.
Thanks, Cesar.